So, wasn't it a nice little walk? Thank you for transporting me here. On the corner of the street, you'll see the building of the old post office, which will move in 1909. The building had at the top of its tower an enormous clock, and traditionally, the postmaster lived in the tower. Tradition, which disappears with the passing of time. Why isn't there a clock today on the tower? Once again, it's a fire in 1968 which destroys the top floor. They rebuilt the building without, however, respecting the original architecture, and we lost the clock. At the end of the 50s, the post office moves and finds itself in the residence of the patriot Mr. Pierre-Paul Desmarais. Today, the building is occupied by the Haute-Richelieu Historical Society. Now I'd like you to have a look on the other side of the street. You will notice the old frontage of the Church of Saint-Jean l'Evangeliste, built in 1828. Then if you carry your glance to the left-hand side of the church, on the other side of the Saint-Jacques Street, at 194 and 196 Jacques Cartier Street, there is a red brick building with two entrances. It is the building where the cabinet of notary Félix Gabriel Marchand was, who will be a writer, deputy, and prime minister for Quebec between 1867 and 1900. This building was used for a very long time as a notary's office. Now, it's time to rev up our legs. Let's walk up Saint-Jacques Street to the corner of Longueuil Street and discover other attractions of Saint-Jean.